right here, we like to have fun about 2:15 on Wednesdays, the middle of the week, the middle of our work week. And we did a segment, this is probably a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And we called it Hamdom Drop, where we like to learn the history of drops. Ham is very involved with this. Ham being the master of drops. I ran the board for over a decade. You have a lot of toys in there. You have a big array. And the way it goes for each show, so the board op, Ham and Tyler, have an array for each show. They get 12 pages on each array, and they have 100 drops on each page of the array.
So 10 rows, 10 columns.
10 rows, 10 columns, 12 pages. So the exercise we do is we pick a page, a row, and a column. Ham plays the drop, and then we talk about the history of said drop.
Yeah, like a little behind the music. And since Will Connerly's in, I don't think he was here last time for Hamdom Drop. So if you want to...
And because Justin is not here.
Yeah, if you want to pick a number between 1 and 12, go for it.
Okay.
A lot of pressure.
I'm good now, so it's... Wow. I was off. I'm sorry. My headphones.
Pick a number between 1 and 12, Will.
6.
Okay.
All right, so...
Page 6. There's a lot going on in there. I'll go 8.
Let's go 2. 6, 8, 2.
Okay, I don't even know if I could play this one. Hold on.
Okay, we'll pick another one.
I'll play it.
Premature ejaculation.
Oh. Okay.
So
that made it to an array.
I believe that is from a spot from one of our old production guys. I believe, was that Aubrey? That's
Aubrey, yeah.
Yeah, one of the old...
I don't know what the context is, but
so if you've
I have it. I've never played it, but...
Premature ejaculation.
I think that's... saying don't drink so much you get whiskey D.
See, I think that's actually from a Cowboys promo from a few years back, if I were to guess.
No.
Could that make it into a Cowboys
Jerry
Giants
promo?
Jerry
was hoping he had that instead of...
Yeah, quick turnaround on Friday.
Yeah.
Premature ejaculation.
He's got an 8.5 inch.
Oh my gosh.
And
premature.
Aubrey, who used to be one of our main production people up here, you've probably heard a number of his drops in the past. It's a very distinct, rich, deep tone voice. Like
that one.
Like that one. You have, the pulled pork nachos. You have so many Aubrey drops in there that you probably don't think about, but.
I had a page
there's
on.
There's dozens.
I had a hardline page. I think it was page 3. And it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. Aubrey
oyster
saying
nachos.
Foods. Yes, it was oyster nachos gravy. Oh, yeah.
Chicken ranch sandwich.
Chicken ranch sandwich.
All right, since
Flatiron State.
Since Monty's back, go ahead and pick a page for us, Monty.
Ooh, let's start with page 4.
Okay, I'm going to pick row 5.
I'm going to go 10.
9?
Oh, and Norm has 9.
That was German Norm.
Yeah, that was a good e-break. I was filling in one day, I want to say... for Donovan, and Norm, during a mix with the Musers, said the word 9.
His German programming
style. Yeah.
And Gordo's like, man, you went German all of a sudden. And we all had a very good laugh.
Do we have context of it
9?
By chance? There we go.
No, that's
okay.
That might be too
9.
Tough to find on the fly.
I'm trying to think of how many numbers we have Norm saying. I know we have at least 1 through 10.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a group. That was before me. That was a group's thing where he would just pull Norm saying numbers.
That was a good call.
It's great. Yeah. And 9, that was unintentional.
9?
I think him saying 8 is my favorite Norm number.
There's a laugh involved.
8?
Yeah. And he's, of course, all the colors.
Yes.
We have
blue, purple.
Just about anything we have a Norm drop.
Not purple. For.
Remember the purple, not purple days when that was...
The
that was early.
Chords.
Yeah, that was early me because our audio cords, one had purple tape on it, and one had not purple tape on it. So that became a big player on the hard line.
At least our cords are working these days.
Yeah, sometimes.
Back in the same day. Ones.
Sometimes.
It'd be.
A cumulus station.
All right, I'll start with the page. Let's go page 10.
3.
1.
To slam deliciously.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's great. Picks with Friends.
Picks with Friends payoff is George Law, so he had to read 50 Shades of Grey. Was it like after his show all day till 7 p.m.?
Till the hard line, yeah.
So they put him in a production room, and he just had to read aloud.
And they would just randomly pull him up.
Golly.
That's low-key one of the most brilliant payoffs we've had here. Because it works at all angles. Because it makes the loser uncomfortable. He has to read, so he's kind of having to work. He has to stay up here after a show, And it also adds to radio content.
Yeah.
And every single word in that book is something uncomfortable.
Well, it was perfect for George, because if, like, Corby or, you know, Dan or somebody, they wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
But George, you know.
George or Bob, that is probably the best for that payoff.
Yeah, that kind of goes against their Christian values.
Yeah, if that was this year, Dave would tank.
Yeah.
See, this goes to my theory that Picks with Friends always works out. The funniest one for the loser, that's gonna be who lose. Donovan was awesome at the performance last year.
Yeah, he really was.
Corby on the bus was great.
So who'd be the funniest to have to drive to New Orleans with Deddy?
Bob.
There's no question.
And Bob is in last place.
Obviously.
Stars are aligned.
Or just saddle George with another week of Deddy. That'd be great.
All right, give me, as we do, Hamdom Drop. Give me page 12.
I'm going to do row 7.
1.
Okay. Yeah, page 12 is my music bed page.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fellow so game show
game
music.
Show music.
Yeah.
Which game show is this?
The Pyramid or something?
$100,000 Pyramid?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. I like that.
It's good upbeat. It's a good go-to game show bed.
Yeah.
If you're doing a weekend game show,
whenever
you hear that quite a bit.
That, it'd be followed by
hey, guys.
Put together crate raid bit.
Man.
True. Yeah. How about I hum some TV theme for you guys?
Okay, the Oreos in this house, the Kids Bop song, that's probably Crate Ray's best thing. Like, it was awesome. It was hilarious.
In this house,
but when I think of Crate Ray game shows, I think of the. It was when we were in for the Musers,
yeah,
me and Justin.
Two of them, I think of.
And I think Trey was the producer. And he's like, guys, I got a game show. It's fire. It's going to be awesome. And we're like, great. He does great game shows. It's always funny. And it was Trey humming TV show theme songs. And every single one of them was.
I don't know. Simpsons? No.
But it's being hummed through the Trey filter.
Here's another one. And we did that for 15 minutes or so.
No.
You stuck with that?
I mean,
we were already
documented. We were like, maybe it's going to... Maybe there's going to be one that I know.
Just open up the phone.
We had that one.
It was the Jeffersons.
We did one, too, where it was... Eminem lyrics or Crate Ray lyrics.
My God.
And Crate Ray went to the edge and jumped off.
Okay.
I thought for sure we were going to get in trouble for that one.
We might have to revisit that.
Is that archived anywhere?
Yes.
It's out there.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
We might do that next week. That's pretty fun.
All right. Let's give Will another chance to pick the page.
1.
Yeah. I'm going to go row 10.
I'll go 8. 8!
Star Wars blaster.
Okay.
Well, Han Solo.
From the movie Star Wars.
Or was it Greedo? Who shot first?
Han shot first.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
Yeah. Let's do, give me page 2.
6.
3.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Skeet Skeet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. All right.
See, this is my NSFW page where I have.
Oh, really? We'll have to do more page 2 then.
So this was pulled directly from your GoPro in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Right?
Skeet Skeet.
So I don't think I've ever heard the full context of this. I just assume you were talking about your high school.
Yeah.
Mesquite High School, the Skeeters.
The Mesquite High School Skeeters. And I, at the time, I said, yeah, let's just make a hip reference and say Skeet Skeet.
And
Skeet Skeet. Because we were the Skeeters.
I remember playing that on bad radio. I'd play it on the Hardline on occasion, but I'd play it on bad radio. And only one of the three people on the show knew what that word meant. So when Bob would hear it, he'd just be like, okay, what is, you know, and it would always be in the context of not the Mesquite Skeeters, but okay, yeah, fun time.
But
they're like, okay, what does that drop? I think Bob asked me, what does that mean? I was like, I'm not going to tell you on the air.
Well, Bob, when a man and woman love each other very much.
Nowadays,
let's get on Urban Dictionary.
A drop from I Think You Should Leave that's bleep.
Yes.
We have time for one more?
Yeah, we got time.
Let's do page 9.
8.
7.
Ricky, do you need to take a sh-?
Was that still in the 90s when they did that?
Let me do some overcussion.
The fake Grego and...
You.
That was
it was Gordo doing fake Grego,
yes.
Trying to have Grego do more bits on the hard
yes.
line.
It was fake Grego in a pre-show meeting wanting to take a more active role in the show yeah. and saying, we need to do more overcussers.
Because he was threatened,
like,
he was threatened by Corby, too.
Because yeah.
Corby was doing all the funny stuff, and Grego wanted to get on the
and he wanted to do some overcussing. So that was like their practice
with
scenario
Ricky
with Ricky
right?
Henderson.
Ricky, do you need to take a sh-?
By the way, there's about, I think, three or four, like, fake bits with fake Grego pre-show on the hard line, just, you know, talking to back then Danny, Corby, and Rhines, and just some of the crazy stuff. You might be able to find it on the Unticket, I'm not sure, but it's pretty wild.
That's a good late night activity, is just getting on the Unticket and listening to old hard line bits, like
or
the old Gilmore Girls bits. What's that?
That'd be a good late night activity.
Yeah.
That's. You could do both at the same time.
But then
there
after you're done doing that, you probably lose a lot of interest and you just want to do something else.
Yeah,
that's usually what happens. Let's do one more.
Let's do one. Yeah. I want to do page two again. The NSFW page.
Okay. Nine.
Will?
Four.
Oh.
That is part of our Gasmary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's Donovan. I don't remember the context, but.
How many gasms do we have from the crew?
Yeah. I think we have like
all,
eight.
We heard them all last Friday.
Yeah. yeah.
Let's go through them.
Yeah, let's hear them.
I might
all
only
right
have
now.
A couple on here.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh. Corby sounds like he put his back out in his.
yeah. They all kind of sound differently. Like the mood is different. Like
Corby's
some is very
a Diddy party.
Violent, yeah.
Like
he's at a freak out party.
Yeah.
Oh my
need more baby
God.
Oil. One more dealer's choice.
Yeah, just anything Ham wants to play.
Yeah,
hot chart.
Oh yes, that was during
a shot chart.
That was a Falwell coming back from break. He was looking at a shot chart. And he said that.
And the best, I love how Follow handled it too, because
fire.
He knew it and he followed up with, it's all over the place.
Hot shark.
And you can hear him
it's
laughing
over,
as he
yeah.
tries to recover.
Harper's laughing.
Oh, the best.
I love right. that word.
Hamden Drop, another good addition here on the Sweet